Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast on Tuesday, the 3rd of September 2019. On the podcast today, David Ciclatira, chairman of Live Company Group, discusses their agreement with Snowman Enterprises to produce a theme tour of the Snowman and the Snow Dog. Also on the podcast, Cahill Frail, Chief Executive Officer of Open Orphan, ORPH ticker there, and Cahill provides an operational update and talks about their upcoming investor events. And as always, I have 2 lists for you. Top 5 most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours, and the top 5 most liked RNSs. By the way, you can see top 10 versions of both these lists at voxmarkets.co.uk. And if you have received an RNS via our app, which is free to download, by the way, and you like its content, then hit that thumbs up button and you may find that RNS featured on the most liked RNS list on the front page here of Vox Markets, and also featured on this podcast.
Want to get live push notification alerts whenever a company you follow releases an RNS? Find out more at voxmarkets.co.uk/app.
And joining me on the podcast right now is David Ciclatira, Executive Chairman of Live Company Group. David, thanks for joining me.
Good. I suppose it's good afternoon. How are things? Good?
Yeah, good. You are keeping busy and news flow is strong, I've got to say. And you've announced an agreement to produce a themed The Snowman and the Snow Dog tour. Now, this is it's a little bit different, this, isn't it? But it's a new sort of avenue, I suppose, isn't it?
Well, it's really, as you remember, we signed a deal with Nickelodeon, which was the biggest IP in children's stuff with the Paw Patrol and everything. I think that this whole, if you go back in time, BritLife has created its own IP. Probably best known for the dinosaurs, animals, and things like that, and they belong to us. We've created them, but what we've done has really attracted the attention of IP owners, such as Nickelodeon, now Penguin, and they want to see their IP created in bricks and marketed to promote their own IP. So obviously, this is a follow-on, and we're delighted to be working with Penguin, and we're delighted personally to be working on this project. It's going to market tomorrow, and there will be a tour launching in, I think it's the second week of November. I know that it will be hotly pursued because everything around Christmas time is obviously hotly pursued, and I've seen the renders for the models. They look fantastic, and there are 4 big models, and then a sort of Christmas themed piece. So this is obviously something that every Christmas will be a hit. It's important for me, I think, because we are in discussion with various IP owners, and I think that this is a division, if you would call it that, that's going to grow significantly and will sit alongside, obviously, the stuff we do with zoos and things. So it's just more and more new things for the BritLife brand.
Yeah, and I suppose it's one of those things, isn't it? As you're doing more of these, more companies will probably be approaching you, or it'll open up the doors to more conversations in that. In
I
that
can't, as you know, I'd have to make everybody on your podcast inside, so I can't do that. But I can say, I think the thing we did with Paw Patrol, people looked at it and went, wow, we could do this. And the interesting thing is, you're absolutely right, they're approaching us. So we aren't going out picking up the phone to people. The word's on the street that we can do these things and we can deliver. And I think, honestly, people are very keen.
Yeah. And so how does it work from, you know, a revenue model for you? How do you earn money from this?
Well, basically, we obviously make the models. It's based on a royalty back to the IP owner. And the royalty is basically, it's a fair royalty for both parties. We then basically rent these, it's a trail, basically. You remember, we've been doing this in malls and various areas within the UK that that people rent for a period of time, and it drives traffic into stores. And obviously at Christmas time, that's obviously something very interesting. And same with the zoos. The animals drive traffic into the zoos, and everybody it's a win-win for everybody. I think the interesting thing here is that when we launched the Paw Patrol, there were more people wanting it than we could possibly deliver. So we've now had to start gearing up to build various tours beyond the initial one that we did. And I'm certain the same will be the case of this. If we have inundated with requests, which I suspect we will be for the snowman, I envisage we will not just be making one tour, but we possibly even buy for this year we'll be making two. So that's how it works. And in terms of the actual margin for us, the margins are actually very good because we don't have to man this. It's placed in by us, and there's no staff manning it on a day-by-day basis. So as you can imagine, other than the model and the royalty, the rest is pure profit.
Yeah, it's looking good. And so you are keeping busy, but I mean, I assume you're going to be, you know, like I said, it's going to get busier, isn't it, for you now?
Well, I haven't really had, I've sat outside, you know, working. I work out of Italy, as you know, some of the time, and the summer, the weather there has been great, but I've been on the phone 24/7, and the reality is that the team have been doing a great job here, and I think that we've got this is, as I said, I'm going to be seeing you again, talking to you again, 100%. This is not the last piece of news that this company's going to be putting out.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, as a reminder, David, as always, if someone's listening, likes the sound of what you're talking about here, the progress you're making, but are not yet following the story, give them three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add you to their watch list, please.
Pre-Live is obviously in the kids' entertainment zone, which is education entertainment, which is obviously a successful area to be in. We're a global business. We own our own IP. We're now working with global IPs. And I think what we do with our acquisition of Brightbooks has made us, we have a unique business. The other thing that I always end with is that most of the management, including myself, are significant shareholders or option holders within the company. So, you know, we're passionate about what we do.
Yeah, very important. Thanks, David. Like you said, we'll be speaking again soon, hopefully. So thanks very much.
Well, thank you very much. And I would like to remind you and everybody else that our big show is the NEC show that takes place over half term at at NEC and at the end of October. And I hope we'll see you and your kids and any other listeners who are basically, if they become shareholders. I think I made an offer, which has been taken up by a lot of people, actually, that if they're shareholders, we would be delighted to donate the tickets to the family.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Cahill Frail, Open Orphan's Chief Executive Officer. And Open Orphan, by the way, is ORPH ticker. Cahill, thanks for joining me.
Justin, the pleasure. Thank you very much for having me today.
Yes, well, listen, we haven't had so much news out, apart from you've got some investor events coming up. We'll discuss that and why you're doing it in a bit. But before we do, Kyle, as always, it's still newly listed. And for people not familiar with the company, just explain, if you could, what Open Orphan's all about, what you hope to do there.
Yeah, Justin, like, we're basically 9 weeks listed now because we did a reverse takeover an existing small services company called Venn Life Science PLC. And basically, the model is avoid any high-risk, high-reward pharmaceutical industry trials and focus on building a services company in the pharmaceutical space. That's basically, we're providing services to pharmaceutical companies, helping them get trials done, helping them get products approved, helping them get products into Europe. So anything that involves cost-plus with no risk. And then secondly, the big aspect to us, and I'll talk more about it, is then not alone are we providing services, but we're providing data platforms. The pharmaceutical industry is probably one of the most profitable industries in the world, after the tobacco industry, I'd say, and the oil industry. It makes a lot of money, but if you make a lot of money, you don't embrace change. So the pharmaceutical industry has never really used digital transformation. So we've got two platforms, the Open Orphan Virtual Rep, and more importantly, they're really excited with the Open Orphan Health platform. So we're bringing that to our pharmaceutical customers as well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And how is all that going? Like you said, the first thing is doing it is fix Venn, and you went over to see the guys there. So, I mean, you know, last year's revenues are about just under 15 million euro. How is that going?
This isn't going well, and you've hit the nail on the head. Fix Venn. Look, we're 9 weeks out. We really couldn't get involved doing much with Venn until the 20th of June till we actually basically completed the shareholders voted for us to take over. So from the last week in June, or last day in June, we've been busy fixing Venn. Most of August, well, you haven't heard from me, I've been based in the Venn offices in Paris, the Venn offices outside Amsterdam and Breda. And yeah, the fix is coming good. They have some fantastic customers. They have about 15 of very prominent European pharmaceutical companies. Unfortunately, pharmaceutical companies, being highly profitable, don't like their names bandied out there. So most of them are off the record, but when people get closer and look at it, they can see who they are. So yeah, a lot of work going on the fixing of Venn. Venn has not made money really ever. It hasn't ever really lost a lot of money. So our job is, how do you transform a loss-making company? You either reduce costs or increase revenues. And we're busy working on both of them. And we're quite excited. Venn is taking shape nicely as we speak. So yeah, That's what the month of August was.
Cool. And obviously the data platforms here, that's, in my mind, you know, the potential there to scale almost seamlessly, really, isn't it, that side of the business?
Absolutely. Look, my fellow director, who's just come on board in recent months, Maurice Tracy, it's well known. He set up a company called GMI. It's a very similar platform, Genomics Medicine Ireland. And in year two, they did a deal with AbbVie, which is public, for $110 million to deliver genomic data. That's not bad for year two with four people. And then year four, which was last August last year, they completed a $400 million fundraise when there were still only 10 people and had a massive uplift in valuation. 2 months later, WuXi NextCode in China bought them out. They actually led the fundraising. So it goes to show you what you can do when you're focused on digital data. We're building something similar. It's called the Open Orphan Genomic Database, or the Open Orphan Health Platform. And in that, we're trying to build Europe's largest rare disease genomic database platform. And I think over the coming weeks and months, you'll see and hear more about that, because that's the area we're really focused our efforts as we go between now and Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Well, I mean, you mentioned previously that there's likely to be news, you know, just after summer. Is that still the case?
Yeah, look, again, small pharmaceutical services companies getting news flow. We don't want to be putting news flow out for the sake of news flow. We want to have, like, meaningful news flow. We'll be using some more RNS reaches on investor events. But yeah, around the Open Orphan Health Data Platform, we hope to have news flow in the coming 4 to 6 weeks. And that news flow will be large pharmaceutical companies coming on board as early adopters, and patient advocacy groups coming on board across Europe as early adopters of our platform. So we're pretty excited how that's shaping up as we speak.
Yeah, yeah. Well, let's get to these investor events. I'm looking down the list here. It's like you're a rock star. You're doing a big tour here of events, and starting tomorrow in Novotel in Tower Bridge in London at 6 o'clock in the evening. Now, it's good to get the story out there, but I noticed some people say, oh, hang on, they're doing a lot of publicity. And some people say that's a precursor to doing a fundraise, trying to, you know, pump the stock up. I mean, you've raised money, haven't you? You don't need money now, surely.
Correct. Justin, I'm glad you asked that. Somebody else asked the same thing yesterday. Look, we can categorize that there is no fundraising happening this year or early part of next year. So this is not to do with a fundraise. We're making that clear. Normally, people ramp the share price up to a fundraise. We're not. We've just completed a $4.5 million fundraise at the end of June, and furthermore, raised a further £550,000 from selling a minority stake in another company. So we've raised over $5 million. That is more than enough to see us through well into next year. However, the reason we're doing this is that, look, our fundraise at the end of June was virtually 100% institutional-led. We didn't do any investor roadshows around any of the private client brokers in London. So really, this is a time now to reach out to the private client groupings throughout the UK and say, look, here's a story, and talk to people. And it's really, I think, it's focused in the month of September into October. A lot of work has gone on behind in Venn in August, and it suits me fine just to reach out to people, tell them the story, and here's where we are. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So listen, if someone's listening now and you are near London, near Edinburgh, near Manchester, Carhill becoming the town near you. Is that the case over the next 6 weeks, I suppose?
That's it, Justin. And I think, look, that's how we like to run our companies. I just think, look, small cap companies, particularly with a team like myself, has more than a substantial part of his net worth tied up in the company, should make himself available, tell the story, raise the money from institutions, and then share the story before it starts rising too high with private clients. So I just really want to get the story out there. We do have a substantial amount of private regional shareholders in Open Orphan dating back from the Venn. So we want them also to be able to come up and ask me questions and be answerable are on the night. So there's plenty of events. It's on our website for the next 6 weeks. I love being held accountable. I love answering questions directly with people who want to get involved with our company.
Yeah, absolutely. And yeah, it's nice you're traveling around the country there, so people can see you. By the way, check out the latest RNSs for those dates and times. Marvellous stuff. Okay, Carhill, well, you know, final thing to do is someone's listening right now, like sound of your progress, but are not yet following the story. Give them those three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page on Vox and add you to their watch list, please.
Okay, we basically are a very small cap AIM company, 15, 16 million market cap, but we did have 14.5 million revenues last year and targeting good revenues again this year. So that's one. Two, a very energetic management team that's very much focused on taking cost plus services type companies and molding those with a digital platform that'll give us the exponential growth, i.e. genomic database. And finally, the track record of this management team. I was one of the co-founders of Amrit. I remain the second or third largest shareholder. Mm-hmm. Amrit has gone in recent weeks from 40 or 50 million market cap. It's publicly announced it's going to have a market cap well north of 300 million in the coming weeks as it acquires a company in the States called Agurian, and will jointly list on NASDAQ in November. So I think taking a company such as Amrit from 40 or 50 million market cap to AIM, an AIM listed company that'll have a 300 million market cap in less than 3 years, shows that a bit of track record, hunger, and reasons to say hopefully we can do something similar at Open Orphan.
Excellent stuff. Yeah, I was going to say, Amrit's obviously they're delivering it, and you've done this before. So, but like you say, this, I mean, you know, just to come back to this, this is sort of like Amrit still was got a high risk as dealing in. I pointed this out to people. I said, listen, what Kyle's doing here, I mean, he's seen the upside, you know, being associated with a pharma and having data and all that stuff, but you're not having the risk, are you? Because you're not dealing in clinical trials and drugs and all that stuff.
Absolutely. And look what Amrit's doing. And this, again, we're always learning. People say pharmaceutical, high risk, high reward. But pharmaceuticals, look at Brendan Buckley's company he came from, our chairman. Icon has never taken a risk in his life. It's gone from 800 million 7 years ago to 8 billion today. That's cost plus services. Amrit went from genuinely high risk, high reward. It's a big trial going to end this year called the EB one. But what they've done now, they've acquired a company in North America called Agurian. It did 130 million revenues last year. So Amrit, as of later this week, will be a company that did 130 plus their own 15, 145 million revenues. So now Amrit has gone from that high risk, high reward, steady growth. And I think that's what we're trying to do, is keep away from the heads or tails, almost like the exploration, and focus on steady growth. And I think, looking again, I don't have any day-to-day involvement with Amrit. That's Joe Wiley, Rory Nealon. I say I was the co-founder 3 years ago, remain one of the largest shareholders. And I think that's a great example for AIM companies. Move away from the risk, get the revenue, get the sales, and the rest, the sharp eyes will take off nicely.
Yeah, and when you think of it, like you say, data is the hot commodity, isn't it? Especially in this sector you're in.
Yeah, look, just I think traditionally, even when myself and Joe Wiley put Amrit together, we wanted their own product. Owning the product, i.e. the pharmaceutical drugs, was the most valuable thing. Going forward, owning the data that the pharmaceutical companies use to develop new drugs, I think is more valuable, or equally as valuable. And that's where Open Orphan is going. The big focus will be owning that data, which we can charge pharmaceutical companies money to access. They develop new drugs. So it's a bit like having the tools that develop drugs is probably more like the gold rush, Klondike gold rush. Who made the most money? The gold miners or the people who sold the picks and shovels?
Yeah.
I think the picks and shovels business is where the new data is being, and being a deliverer of picks and shovels, the pharmaceutical industry is a nice place to be.
Yeah, yeah. I think I read an article recently saying the first millionaire in the gold rush was a guy who actually supplied the picks and shovels. I don't know if that's true, but I saw a story on it tonight and I thought, yeah, that sort of makes sense. And very few millionaires came out of that gold rush apart from that guy who supplied all the equipment. So that's a good place to be. Marvellous stuff. Kyle, good to chat to you. And hopefully we'll be catching up in the not-too-distant future.
Just a pleasure. Thank you very much and look forward to keeping in touch.
Okay, it's time for the top five most followed companies on Vox Markets in the last 24 hours. They are at five, Way Education. Check it out. Just do a YouTube search. YouTube search, Justin Waite, Way Education, and you'll see a video of my last coverage of that. Also, with Polarion. P-O-L-X. Justin Waite, Polarion. Big milestone coming up there. That's the fourth most followed company. At three, it's Range Resources, up 170%. RRL is ticker there. At two, Argo Mining. Again, up again there. Blocked. So Bitcoin's up. So it's good news for them. Again, do a search on YouTube for that. Argo Mining, you'll see that. And the most followed company currently on Vox Markets is Pathfinder Minerals. Down 10%. Down, 14%. Just jumped then. To PFP. All right, top five most liked RNSs are as follows. At five, it's Tlu Energy, Managing Director, Share Purchase. At four, Open Orphan, Investor Event Attendance and Presentation. At three, Petromatad, Half Year Report. At two, Tlu Energy, Director, PDMR Shareholding. And number one, most liked RNS, from Argo Blockchain Mining. They've decided not to do a sort of agreement, a mutual share swap with Hive of Blockchain Technologies, basically because I think they're doing better than them. And Argo don't want to give away their stock. Simple as that. I think it's a good move. They're doing, this is basically them saying, fellas, we're doing very well. We don't want to give away our equity. You know what I'm saying? Thanks very much. So that, you can check out that. If you want to do some research, like I said, on Argo Mining, ticker is ARB. But just do a search on Justin Waite, YouTube, and ARB. Or Argo Mining, Blockchain Mining. Just put Justin Waite, Blockchain. Type that in into YouTube, see what we get. That's it for the podcast. Thanks for listening. Much was appreciated.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.